just that silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. There's nothing I desire compares with you. Lord, indeed you are beautiful beyond description. Thank you for that which you do for us every day. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you for the victories we enjoy in you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, honor, and adoration. Be thou exalted, El Shaddai. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Can I hear a better amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a privilege to be in his presence. And it's a privilege to belong to this family. Praise the Lord. This evening, I will be talking to us, reminding us who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible says we are ambassadors for Christ. So this evening I'll be talking to you, reminding you of your ambassadorship. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Corinthians verse 5. 2 Corinthians verse 5, 18 to 21. Chapter 5, sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. From verse 18 to 21. It says, and all things are of God. All things are of God. All things. Who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given us and given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise the Lord. God reconciled us and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That means we are to continue doing what he was doing while he was on earth. Amen. Verse 19, he said, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. He didn't look at whether they deserved it or not. He didn't consider their estates, their levels, their class, where they came from, their tribes. He did reconcile them. His desire, his passion was to see men brought back to their place in God. Hallelujah. Verse 21, he said, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness of God in him. That was the essence of his coming, to make us righteousness of God in him, in Christ Jesus. He carried us before God. We were not qualified to appear before him, but he took us inside him. The Bible says we are hid in Christ and in God. It's like if you want to enter a certain place, for example, if you're a firefighter, there are certain suits you must wear to be able to enter to fight the fire. If not so, you'll be consumed. So that was what Jesus did. He put those suits on us so that we'll be qualified to appear before God, or else we'll be consumed. God told Moses, he said, you are not qualified to see me. If you see me, you perish. So it is obvious that was the only reason Jesus came, so that we would be qualified to approach God. Hallelujah. That is the essence of your salvation. Because sometimes we think we were saved so that we can, you know, escape hell. It's beyond that. If God wants you to escape hell, it doesn't cost him anything. He saved you so that you'll be able to join in the work of saving others. Praise the Lord. That's the essence of your salvation. And that is why he made us ambassadors of Christ, for Christ. And you know the responsibility of an ambassador? And the duties and the privileges of being an ambassador of a nation. Number one, an ambassador of a nation is the authority, highest authority of that nation in the fallen land. Every decision he makes is like it is the president of that country that is making it. Is that correct? That's the duty of an ambassador. If he says anything, it is assumed that it is the president of that country that is saying it. That's American, for example, the American ambassador. Every time he makes a statement, a policy statement, it is assumed that that is the policy statement of Biden. So, as an ambassador, every time you speak on behalf of God or Christ, you are saying that is, it is assumed that that is what God is saying. And that's why he said, be careful how you speak. Be careful what you say. Because as an ambassador, whatever you say is approved of heaven. And that's why the Bible said that. He said, be careful what you speak, because when you speak, you finish, and angels go on assignment to accomplish that which you have said. He said, no, it's a mistake. Don't do it. Praise the Lord. So as an ambassador, before you are released into the field as an ambassador, you are supposed to be tutored. Go through orientation so that you know the rules and don'ts and the do's of the country. Because once you come here and you say anything, you go anywhere, it is assumed that it is the president that goes around. That's why the police of a nation cannot arrest the ambassador. Unless it's on mufti or a car registered as a normal car. That's when the police can stop you. Even if they're doing check, you'll pass. Once they see the plate, you will pass. They can't stop you. That is how important an ambassador is. And that's what the Bible said, we are ambassadors of Christ, for Christ. Praise the Lord. So as an ambassador, you begin to understand your rules and your responsibility. Because there are rules. You have responsibilities. You have duties. Then there are privileges. Amen. It's not just the privilege, because, you know, I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm an ambassador for Christ. That's all we say. But there are responsibilities for an ambassador. You cannot do everything you want to do. You cannot go everywhere you want to go as an ambassador. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Ephesians, because as an ambassador, you have protections. You have divine protection. Just like the security in American embassy is not Nigerian security. You know that? Their military is there. There's a military attaché to every ambassador. So there are angels that are specifically sent on your behalf to protect you. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Ephesians 2 6. It says, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's your position. He raised us up together. When Jesus was rising from, you know, we just celebrated Easter, isn't it? When Jesus was rising from the dead, he was not rising alone. Even though you were not born then, you are rising with him. Remember, the Bible said that Abraham paid tithe and
Levite also paid tithe in Abraham. In other words, when Abraham was paying tithe, he was, Levi was submitting to the action of Abraham. Amen. And that's why, in Africa, you said, your fathers, the covenant of your fathers. You were not there when they made the covenant. Were you? Were you there when they made the covenant? But it automatically is binding on you. Because you are the seed of that man. So while Jesus was rising, you were rising with him in victory. That's why you cannot afford to be subjected to what the world is subjected to. If you notice anything in your life that's not regular, it is your right to enforce your right. I cannot take this. It is not of God. Therefore, it cannot affect me as an ambassador. If a police harasses an ambassador anyhow, he protests. He goes straight to the president. It's not even him that will go. It is the president of the nation that will write to the president. And if he gets angry, you will recall him and send the other one back. That's how serious and how important he is to the nation. Now, that is physical ambassador. Now, compare that with you as an ambassador of Christ. The whole heaven is watching over you. The whole host of heaven is committed to your safety. They are committed. And you know something? No matter how hard the economy of the country where the ambassador is, it does not affect him. You know that? It does not affect him. No food in the land. As long as the ambassador is there, they are supplying him from the nation. I don't know if somebody is getting what I'm saying. God is your source. Heaven supplies your need. The Bible says if we are seated far above principality, even though we are in Nigeria. You are in Nigeria, but your office is not in Nigeria. You are seated far above. Now, when you sit, it is an office. You are seated far above. You may be physically here, but your office is not here. The authority you're operating is not the authority of Nigeria. As a heavenly ambassador, you're operating in the heavens, power and authority. Praise the Lord. So you sit down and begin to, what is the responsibility? What is the right of an ambassador? What's the right of an ambassador? He goes around with a diplomatic car. They cannot stop him. You know the beautiful thing about an embassy? If they are chasing a thief or anybody and he runs into the embassy, that's the end of that chase. They have to appeal to the ambassador to please release him. There was something that, I think, was it in Nicaragua? There was a nation that America was, a president that America chased that time. He ran into one embassy. I think, is it the Vatican or whatever? He ran into there. America didn't enter that place as strong as they were. They can't. Because that's another country. When the devil knows you know you're right, there are certain things he cannot do with you. Praise the Lord. There are certain things he cannot do with you because you are protected. In Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans 8, 2. He said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, as an ambassador, you do not operate completely by the law of the land. There is a law that governs you. It's superior to the law of the land. Amen. You are not under subject. You are an entity in another entity. Praise the Lord. It is as important as that heaven is committed to your complete and total protection. You can enjoy the best of heaven here on earth. That's the law. But you have to enforce it. You must know your right. Paul said, we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. We do no more worship in the flesh. Our confidence is no more on our qualifications or where we come from. Our confidence is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Your confidence, your boasting, your CVs is not in your physical educations or your tribe or your priestly birth, physical priestly birth. No, it is about being in Christ Jesus. Paul says, I am alive. Nevertheless, I am not the one living, but it is Christ now that lives in me. I am operating in a new dimension of life. It's no more that one. That's why you cannot hold my record. You cannot hold it against me. It's no more me that live, but Jesus is the one living in me. That's why death cannot take you, because you're already dead. Praise the Lord. When I gave my son the name Ajansor, which is Ajachuku, means that he is a sacrifice already offered to God, and you cannot re-offer a sacrifice. You don't, if they ask you to go and offer a sacrifice, you do not go to the road and pick a sacrifice that has been offered to come and offer again. Can you do that? It's not done. So when you're a sacrifice offered already to God, no other person can sacrifice you. Are you with me? You cannot be sacrificed because you're already sacrificed. That's why Paul said, I am not the one living. You can't do anything anymore because I'm already dead. You cannot use a dead animal to do sacrifice. It's not done. No matter how poor you are, you must look for a living thing to make sacrifice. Is somebody hearing me today? So you're protected. But this protection has to be known. You must be on the know. That, yes, this is it. You must be aware that this is your authority you're supposed to be operating on. And you know what? It doesn't matter the nations you are. I'm talking to those who are in diaspora. It doesn't matter the nations you are. God is God over all the nations. Every law is subject to the law of heaven. It was yesterday, day before yesterday, we had eclipse of the moon. Complete darkness for a certain period of time in some countries. That is the law of life. Now, whether the country wants it to be day or not, they cannot stop it. They have no power over that situation because it is heaven orchestrated. It is the law of nature put in place by God. Hallelujah. A woman gave birth at 70. Is it normal? No, it's not. By biology, it's not supposed to. The one in reading the Bible, it was 90 years. By law, it's not supposed to be so. But because God was interested in this matter, you know, you get to the police station and somebody say, DPO is interested in this matter. Any IP that is in charge of that case will be careful. Am I correct? Before you take decision, you will go and consult Oga. So anytime your matter comes up, God will always be interested in it. And you cannot be handled anyhow if you know you're right. Praise the Lord. Psalm 91, verse 11. 91:11, you say, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways. In all your ways. I don't know the meaning of all your ways. What is the meaning of all your ways? Can somebody help me? All your ways? Exactly. It doesn't matter where you are. Even if you are in the midst of danger, he will keep you in all your ways. As long as you do not walk into there by yourself knowingly. And that's why it is important to be sure to go where he is sending. Praise the Lord. He said he will keep, he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You are inside the car and the driver is driving anyhow. I remember I told one driver, I said, it is not me that will die. You will die first and I won't die. The man looked at me with anger. I said, yes, if you better drive well. It shows you know who you are. Because you have no power over, you have no control over the driver's driving. You can only advise him. Abi, that's all you can do. But you remind the driver that if anything should happen, I will walk out alive, you will be dead. When you speak that to anybody, he will think twice. Because you know who you are. Tell somebody, I know who I am. An ambassador. That's who I am. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Luke chapter 10, verse 19, I guess. Yes. Luke 10, 19. Luke 10, 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power. I give you power. It's not, it didn't say, I will give you power. It said, I give you power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. No exception. You know what? If the devil wants to achieve anything in your life concerning protection, the first thing he does is to sow a seed of fear. Once it takes root, then you are gone. Are you hearing me? He sends fear. Because he cannot achieve anything in your life without it. Fear is his detonator of whatever he wants to do. Once he sent fear, that's why he got Job. You know that? That was why he got Job. That's why in one place Job said, the thing I fear most has befallen me. That means there was a fear in him that opened the door for the devil to come in. I'm sure God wanted to deal with that fear in Job. Oh, he allowed the devil to go in. This is my son that is always afraid. Yes. You know, sometimes you have a child that is afraid of maybe fire or whatever. You catch the fire and bring the child together. Two of them will be, Praise the Lord. I've given you power. He's not going to give it to you. He has given it to you. Over all, not part, not some. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing is nothing. Or is there any other definition for nothing? Nothing is nothing. Whether it is conjured and made in Nigeria, Ijebu, Ibo, whatever, wherever, he say nothing is nothing. Nothing. Then there is provision for you also as an ambassador. You know that? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. It says, God shall do what? Provide. God, he said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that's what the country's responsibility to the ambassador is. Is that correct? He makes sure that he doesn't lack anything. The supply, it doesn't matter whatever is happening. The ambassadors are taken care of. My God shall supply all your needs according to his, not according to the riches of the country. According to his riches, the riches of God, the God of your country. American ambassador will not live according to the salary of, you know, the highest office here in Nigeria. It is according to their own salary scale. Praise the Lord. So God said, I'm going to pay you according to my salary scales. And I'm sure no one is as rich as God. No one is as rich as a nation that uses gold to do their roads. Eh? You get to certain nations, you're in love with their road. But have you ever been to heaven? Have you been to heaven? You should have, because in Revelation you get to heaven. You see it there. Have you read the book of Revelation before? Where the Bible said the road is made of what? Of gold. You've been in heaven. You're a citizen of heaven, so you get there every time you want to. In Christ Jesus, you are there. So your country made, their road is made up of gold. So you should, that should not be, I mean, when you are in pain, doesn't mean that, it's just a temporary thing. When you know that as an ambassador, that God supplies your needs and according to his riches in glory, then you relax. You don't fear. Don't flit. Just tell yourself, my country will soon send supply. Amen? Because they send it by air, isn't it? So maybe if there is anything that maybe the weather is not good, the air is delaying or whatever, but it is coming. Tell yourself, it is coming. My supplies are coming. Hallelujah. It is because it is God that sent them. And he cannot delay. Hallelujah. He cannot do what? He cannot delay. Let's look at Ephesians 1, 17 and 18 as we begin to round up. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. That's part of the riches. We are not talking about, it's not just physical riches that heaven gives you. Wisdom is riches, isn't it? If you have wisdom in this earth as it is now, I don't think you will lack anything. Praise the Lord. We'll give you wisdom. Give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. When you receive revelation in the knowledge of God, then you are made. There are certain things you know. If you know it, you're made. So God is not just going to equip you with the physical riches. He's also going to equip you with the mental riches. Wisdom, knowledge. When you talk, people know that this person is not just talking. They have an issue. They say, let's go and meet DJ Ben. Let's hear what he has to say. Because they've experienced your saying. Your cancer has helped before. So they know that whenever he speaks, there's light in what he says. There's insight in it. They know you're rich. Wisdom-wise. Praise the Lord. So the riches we are talking about is not just physical riches. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Are we there? 5:12. It says 5:12. Revelation 5:12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And he said, I give you. Whatever he has received, he has done what? He has given it to us. Everything he received, he gave it to us. Because he didn't need them. We are to take charge. Continue from where he stopped. He said, greater work than I did, you will do what? You will do. Peter says, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation. We are called forth to show. God called you to show. Before a man can show forth his son or his daughter or his wife, you can be sure he has decked him and prepared him so that when he appears, the people he's showing him to, we admire them. God has prepared you to show forth the praises of him who has called you. That means anytime you appear, praise, people will be giving glory and praise to God as an ambassador. Amen. Matthew 28:18, as we begin to close. 28:18. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all powers is given unto me in heaven and on earth. All powers. And go. And he gave them charge also to say, go in my name. Praise the Lord. Mark 16, 17 and 18. Mark 16, 17 and 18. Mark 16, 17 and 18. He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. 18. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. These signs will follow them. That's the proof that they are of me. The proof that they are ambassadors of Christ. When they get into situations like this, it will manifest. That's the proof that you are an ambassador. Finally, John chapter 16, 23 and 24. John 16. John 16, 17, 23 and 24. And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. In that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Don't come to me. You can go direct. That's what he's saying. Praise the Lord. I mean, if somebody gives an instruction, anytime you need money, go to that place. Don't come to me. That's what Jesus is saying. He said, look, if that day you will not need to ask me anything. You can go straight to the Father and collect whatever you have. Remember when he was here, they didn't even know how to pray. You remember that? When you even taught them how to pray, our Father will them. So he was, but he says, look, now on, the doors are open to you. Now I've given you the password. The code is with you. You don't have to ask me anything. Just ask in my name. That's all you get. You get it. Let's look at the next verse. Verse 24. He says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. The essence of everything he's doing is so that your joy will be full. God is interested in your joy. Hallelujah. God is what? He's interested in your joy. Because he's a good father. Every good father wants to see their children happy. He's interested in your joy. Say, God is interested in my joy. That's why the Bible says, he said, with joy, you do what? You draw from the wells of salvation. That it is important to God that you're always joyful. It's important to him. Because you know he knows that you will enjoy the fullness of what he has provided for you if you're a person of joy. Papa says, when you come to church with what? A long face. Because you will do what? You have a long way. Because God will just take away everything. Take it and stop. So before you reach the gate itself, don't suffer. Well, when you smile and your joy, immediately your teeth shines from heaven. You say, Angel, who is that? Go and meet him. Praise the Lord. Angel Gabriel comes and, lays it down because you are coming with joy. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart and his court with praise. I will come before him with rejoicing. That's who God is. He wants to see you happy, and that's why he has made all these provisions for us. But you have to sit down and find out what is provided for you and take charge of it. And as you do, God will bless you. Let's bow down our heads as you talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to identify where I belong. What are my rights, my responsibilities as an ambassador, my duties? Help me. It doesn't matter where I am. I must enjoy heaven's best in Jesus' name.